Welcome on in, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of Front Trenches Stock Car Scoop. Brian Nolan here with you alongside my co-host, the man, the myth, and the Adam. Yes, that being Mr. Adam Cheek. Adam, throwback weekend is a little bit earlier in the calendar this year, usually in August or September. Now, well, since Darlington has 2 days, they moved it up to May. Just your initial reaction to moving it up and then just throwback weekend in itself.
Oh, well, personally, I like it in the fall, so I'm interested to see how this kind of settles with me being in the spring. But throwback weekend in general, I always get excited. I always like seeing what the teams do. You know, we get some throwbacks to classic schemes, some throwbacks to obscure schemes, some to movie schemes. You have Days of Thunder over the last few years. You have all this stuff. I get excited for it. I still have good old NASCAR 15 on the Xbox. I create schemes myself, like, once every couple of years. I did Fred Lorenzen a couple of years ago. I did Brian Vickers' GMAC Rainbow Car last year. It's just a fun weekend to kind of get in a retro mood. Everyone's been posting throwback photos of themselves as NASCAR fans or as their profile photos. It's just a fun atmosphere, whether you're there or whether you're at home. So I kind of love it.
Now, Adam, we got a bunch of throwback paint schemes this year that are going to hit the track. Just has any of them been basically your favorite ones? And, well, has the novelty kind of worn out? I mean, this is the seventh year that they have been doing this. Is it kind of getting its novelty worn out?
Oh, well, there's definitely been some really cool schemes across all three series. Tyler Ankrum doing Ricky Bobby in the trucks, Eric Darnell throwing back to himself in trucks, in Cup, you have Corey LaJoie bringing back the Xerex sponsorship for a throwback to Alan Kulwicki, which is probably my favorite Cup throwback. But Xfinity just knocked it out of the park this year. Joe Graff Back to the Future, Brandon Godovic doing Hot Wheels, Jay Buford doing Dan Gurney, Brandon Brown, Jeremy Clemens doing Dale Jarrett. But I'm going to have to give my best throwback award to Junior Motorsports as a whole. We haven't seen an Noah Gregson one. Sure, by now they're not doing one, given that it's so late in the going. But you have Michael Annette doing the Gatorade car with Gatorade coming back as a sponsor. And then you have Justin Allgaier and Josh Berry. Justin Allgaier throwing back to Dale Sr., doing the Tasmanian Devil scheme, but with the Good Humor Ice Cream Man as Taz. And then Josh Berry doing Dale Jr.'s 2001 scheme from the Summer Daytona race, the MLB All-Star Game scheme that he won the race in, and they executed that perfectly with the sponsorship they had. And just Xfinity as a whole, just incredible job this year, but Junior Motorsports, especially Josh Berry and Justin Allgaier, just killed it with their throwback schemes. And as for the throwback weekend, it's not really worn off. I love the teams to dig up more obscure schemes and throwback to those, like Timmy Hill did this year with his Duraflame car, Akinori Ogata did with his throwback to Kenji Mamoda and trucks. And I always enjoy seeing what everyone comes up with. Since stuff like the Grey Ghost has been run so much, though, it'd be cool to have a list of retired schemes so we see more of them on track, more different schemes on track. But no, it definitely hasn't worn off yet.
Two of my favorite, I love the Jeremy Clemens, Dale Jarrett paint throwback paint scheme. I love that one. And then the Timmy Hill, the 66 car, throwing it back to Steven or Rusty Walls, one of those two. Love both.
Rusty, yes.
Also love the Ricky Bobby one that you mentioned of Tyler Ingram. Very, very cool. I love it. I love all these paint schemes. They're just so cool. It's just so different. And it's not just a generic just one you see. It's a little bit different, so I love it. And you mentioned Noah Gregson. He said on his Twitter that he's thrown it back to his Daytona win. So a little lame, so you know, it is what it is.
Yeah,
exactly. If you're just joining us, Stock Car Scoop, Adam Cheek, Brian Nolan here with you. Eric Jones, he won the eNASCAR iRacing Pro Invitational Series on Wednesday night at Darlington, and he's got a win there in 2019 in real life, Adam. Obviously, it's not going to translate to success on Sunday, but overall, what is your thoughts on him in his first season with Richard Petty Motorsports, and how can he turn around his season so far?
Well, he's had a pretty decent season, I guess, in terms of joining a new team. A good number of subpar finishes for sure, but he's had a couple of top 10s and has been in good places in the number 43 car. I think some good runs in the coming weeks. Maybe he'll take to the track well at COTA. Maybe he'll just get a good run there, maybe Dover. But I think doing that would give the team some momentum heading into the summer stretch. Maybe he can grab a win at Daytona like he did a few years ago to lock himself last minute into the playoffs to end the season. That's, of course, a long ways away, but I think they definitely have some time over the summer to build some momentum, maybe point in if maybe the number of different winners stop counting up, and they've had some good runs for sure.
Adam, a couple more things here before we let you go. We've had an astounding 10 different winners through 11 races so far. That's 10 of the 16 playoff spots locked up. Adam, who needs to start worrying about making the postseason, even though we're only in May right now?
Oh, well, I think you have two different levels of this. I think you have guys like Matt DiBenedetto, Kurt Busch, and Bubba Wallace, who I think all three of them can definitely win this year. I'll throw in Daniel Suarez as well, who's doing pretty relatively well in points for a new team. But in terms of the wide variance of drivers who have been winning, that they're going to have to win to be in, I think. But even then, you're not safe because guys like Alex Bowman, Michael McDowell, Christopher Bell, they all have wins, but they could be on the outside looking in if we get more than 16 winners and none of them visit Victory Lane again. And they're knocked out by guys who win twice or just people who are doing better on points and end up winning this season. Guys like Denny Hamlin, Kevin Harvick, Chase Elliott. There's going to be a huge fight at that cutoff line come Daytona at the end of the season. Adam, at the end of the regular season, I should say.
Adam, last thing here before we let you go. I gotta put you on the spot, buddy. Come Sunday afternoon, who are we going to see in Victory Lane?
I hope we see a lot of good racing, first of all. Darlington always puts on a great show. We might even see a surprise winner, but I think I'm taking Kevin Harvick. I almost took Hamlin, but I picked him last week and things went south late in the race. And despite him winning one of the races at Darlington last year, I think I'm going to pick the guy who won the first and last races at Darlington last year in the spring and the fall, late summer, early fall, Kevin Harvick, to get his first win of 2021 this week.
You pick in Kevin Harvick, I'll pick Denny Hamlin, my friend. So I think it's going to be fun, and I can't wait to recap it with you on Sunday. You can follow Adam on Twitter at AdamInCheek. You can follow me on Twitter at TheBrino, and follow us on Twitter at FrontStretch for all the latest on Throwback Weekend. FrontStretch.com will have it for you. Once again, FrontStretch.com. For Adam and everybody here at FrontStretch, I am Brian Timothy Dale Nolan. Stay healthy, stay safe. When you get a chance, get vaccinated, and we'll talk with you on Sunday.